Sans Pants Radio. This was recorded live at the European Beer Cafe on the 21st of April 2018 as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional universe would be the worst to live in? Again.
Live.
Did you look to me to do the intro? You did. You absolutely were like, and Jackson? I'm not doing it.
I think I got caught up for a second. Anyway, I'm choosing like infomercials.
We're choosing infomercials.
So
the
like
infomercial universe. The moment because it's like, you know, you've all seen infomercials. You're all up way too late. And you're like, maybe I can put zappy things on my stomach and zap the fat away. That sounds good.
It works.
It doesn't.
Props to the guy who was like, let's just electrocute people.
You know what's real good? What getting just the fatties to zap themselves. And I'm like, I want three. Doesn't work. Every time you see these things, people are like, do you know how to use spoons? I'm like, I could before. Well, we've got an innovation. Then you're like, oh, fuck. And then you stab somewhere in your face.
It is funny on those, like, you're watching it at home and someone's like, do you know how to use spoons? And you're like, I think I do. But then somebody fucks up. You're like, yeah. Maybe I don't.
I was like, has this ever happened to you when you're washing a car and then like the hose goes into a window and suddenly the windscreen breaks? And
I'm my car's flooded. Oh, man.
And then he moves and steps into the bucket and I'm like, I think I know how to wash a car, but now I'm...
I love this ad because I don't know what's advertised. Imagine like one of those infomercial ads. It's like, has this ever happened to you? Like the car floods, steps in a bucket, cuts his hand with a knife. Like are they selling all these things together?
Are they selling car insurance, a new car, or a new hose?
Buy a car bucket knife. All your problems solved.
Yes.
I like that we've been like, which would be the worst fictional universe to live in? Then you've just described us in real life watching an infomercial.
It's funny enough, really.
But so, living an infomercial would be...
living in this would be terrible.
A nightmare.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are we going to kiss? No? Okay, misread the cue. All right. Did I? No, I did. I didn't. No, all right.
I'm so sad it's not going to happen.
It might.
I feel like if I pressure you enough... But I'm like, you've disappointed the audience. Joel Kiss, live on stage.
No, you're not getting it.
I think the scariest thing about the infomercial universe is that we're all dumb fucks, right? Yeah.
Well, yes and no, because presumably before like a new innovation came along, you knew how to use a thing.
Oh, okay.
But the moment someone slightly improves something...
Or makes it worse. But charges more money for it.
It sucks that information out of like... the public consciousness, so that you have to use that new innovation.
So
it's almost like the moment you invent something,
yeah,
everyone turns into the dumbest fuck
until you have the thing.
Because imagine you're like you're putting on your pants, and someone invents like a new belt, and then suddenly you're like, oh,
yeah, like you pull your pants on so much they rip at the crotch.
Yeah.
You tear them off like stripper pants.
Suddenly,
oh
like,
no!
Oh, I need to spend a lot of money.
Do we know that? Are we like, oh damn, someone invented a new belt? Or am I like, sweet, there's a new belt on the market?
I think it needs to be told to you by a condescending voice.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to point out. Living in the infomercial universe is also terrifying because while you're doing a thing, you just get a very ominous voice of it. It's like, are you sick and tired of tearing off your pants like stripper pants when you try to put on your belts?
Yes!
Imagine... But also, like, the moment that kicks in, it's before you've finished the action. Yeah, so, like, you know the moment you hear that voice that things are about to go very wrong
like,
for you.
You're making a salad. It's like, has this ever happened to you? And you're like, has what? Has what ever happened to me?
But then it's also very scary because some infomercial stuff is, like, super dangerous. So it's like, are you sick and tired of electrocuting yourself to death in the bathtub while you're trying to dry your hair?
About to step into the bath, like... Can I avoid this?
So basically, the infomercial universe in my head is basically Final Destination.
Yeah. But at the same time, that might be helpful. You know, it's like, are you sick and tired of electrocuting yourself? Oh.
You pull out your phone real quick. You're like, there must be a new bath. I need to buy it very quickly.
Hello, bath salesman. I need a new one.
It takes a long time for a bath to get installed, so you're just dirty for like a week.
Oh, you're just stuck just... kind of standing like this.
Nearly happened. It's what I did.
Yeah.
So,
you were doing a bit too.
Yeah, I got up and I fell.
You know what is great, though? Look, we're saying electrocuting yourself thin. You just could. You could just jam your fingers into like an electrical socket and get real buff.
Which infomercial does that happen in, Jackson?
Has this ever happened to you?
The fuck, I'm ripped.
It shouldn't.
Well, actually, it'd be like... it would be more
it's
like...
It's burnt the fat away. And muscles and lines, basically.
It would be more like, are you sick and tired of electrocuting yourself and not losing any weight?
It's like, yes. Ah, yes.
It sucks. I just get hurt. I hate just being in pain. If only there was a way to benefit from this. I'm doing it anyway for some reason.
Well, now you can.
That's like, it's like me with a fork about to go in a toaster. It's like, now you can. I'm like, ah!
Actually, that, you've just highlighted another reason why the infomercial universe sucks.
Yeah.
Every time someone says something, someone else is just going to be like,
that's true.
Or like, yeah, after someone like does something wrong, they're just like, I'm such an idiot, but they make a really annoying face.
Yeah.
Like, in infomercials, the acting's terrible. Yeah, everyone is just going to be like that all the time.
Also, every conversation we have, you know, like we just chat every podcast, is going to like worm its way back to the new product we're using.
Are you sick and tired of your podcast going nowhere?
Oh. That would be so sad. We're like, we've been made redundant. The big voice in the sky. That's like God coming down. Hey, you're no good anymore. We're getting a new one.
Is this like universe just basically where God is around?
Yeah.
But he's worrying about, you know, us individually.
It's like
a
hands-on God. Yeah. That's the universe. He's like, I'm involved. I'm hanging around. I'm seeing what everyone's up to. Oh, God.
He just wants us to do better. Yeah. He wants us to live our best lives. He's like, guys, you're fucking it up. You're doing pants wrong.
But
I know a better way.
I don't need God with me all the time. God's like,
don't, but
Jackson, you know
nice.
It's midday and you've just woken up. I'm like, God, leave me a fucking alone.
With this one invention, you could get up earlier.
It's called an alarm clock, Jackson.
God, I'm not telling you how to live your life. I'm doing it objectively right, Jackson. I'm God. I like that conversation because I've frustrated him. All loving my ass. Let's see how far we can push it. Just walking into the kitchen like I'm not talking to him.
What?
Just have you ever thought about using the toaster? Shut up, God!
Get out of our house!
I'm having cereal.
I don't like bread. Poor God.
Just getting more and more sad every day.
It's funny, 'cause, like,
I just want him to love me.
It's also funny.
And then he gets a voice. Has this ever happened to you? Your subjects don't love you? Yes.
Well,
it does. Well, with this one product...
It's got a gun and it kills Jackson Bailey.
Oh.
God, coming
into the
kitchen.
Have you thought of another flood? I haven't.
A flood localized on this man.
Oh, well, you can do it with three easy payments.
Should we be gathering...
Of God bucks, yes?
Two of every animal? No, I'm just doing it to Jackson. Just like a cylinder of water around me.
Just like a deluge. Man, that's weird. It's like a cylinder of water. It's not even going anywhere.
What a weird way to
just
kill
localize.
You're God. Just fucking touch me and whatever. And I'll die.
You're still giving me lip. Just wait 2 minutes.
Even in death, I'm like, this what the fuck, God?
Just like give me a lightning bolt or something.
Whatever, you could have done this so easy.
Give me the car, blah, blah, blah,
you did it so weird. You're a weird guy, God.
I'm the firstborn. Take us all, you dickhead. Blah, 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 blah.
At least Moses got plagues or whatever.
It's also funny to advertise that as like Noah's Ark, but to just one man.
But it's not even Noah's Ark.
Well,
it's not like I'm like, I will have to build a boat. Because of
I guess
boats.
Noah's Ark did happen to just one man.
Noah.
What did Noah do to piss off God? That's what no one talks about.
Do you want to get rid of one man, but just like in a biblical way?
Because honestly,
locusts aren't enough.
In the flood, you don't want to be Noah. That's like just like a lot of responsibility.
You either have responsibility or death.
Yeah.
You know what? You preach it to the choir here. Fuck that. Let's die.
I mean, what's better? Look. You got to build a boat.
Yeah. Or
how long is that going to take?
Yeah. Too long.
Too fucking long.
Look.
Dying? Easy.
And this may come
out like a lie. Drowning's meant to be peaceful, yeah?
I know, I've heard it's incredibly painful.
Peaceful, yeah?
Why would he know? He's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drowning, boys. Sounds like someone just answered our question.
Who here has drowned to death? Hands up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, one hero back there. Thumbs up.
I'm a ghost.
Thumbs up.
Right. Do you rate it? Or okay, what's better, drowning or building a boat?
Drowning.
Drowning. Okay, yeah,
but think
yeah.
about it like this. God booms down to the planet. He's like, I'm done with you cunts. You're no good.
I got a real good deal.
I'm flooding the place. One guy's building a boat. I'm going to be like, I can get on top of a mountain or whatever. Flooding takes ages.
40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah, that's heaps of time to get to the top of a hill.
It's also plenty of time to locate where the boat is.
Exactly. Like Noah.
Fuck you, God. Where's the boat? I'm not telling. I'll fucking find it.
Guy building a big fucking boat's going to stand out.
Because it's going to be big. It's like a big boat.
Pushing over Noah and walking into the boat and like setting it loose before all the animals are on his It's great.
Or right.
See you, idiot.
So you see like Noah getting all the animals two by two, right?
Yeah.
We go over there. Okay, previously.
Yeah.
We buy like a horse suit.
Yeah. Pantomime horse.
We go to the back of the line. Stab a horse.
Okay.
Drag that horse away.
But
we
hang on,
pantomime that horse.
Are we pantomime when we kill the other horse?
Well, yeah.
No, but here's a
problem. Wait, no, blood and horse, no.
There's a problem, you idiots. There's three of us. God. A pantomime horse requires two people.
Yeah.
So,
well,
here's how we...
There's two of us.
No, but let me hear my... Yeah, obviously you would be one pantomime horse, but the second horse we have to cut in half. And then I'll become the back legs. And we'll enter the ark that way.
Perfect.
That is wildly unpleasant to think about.
The front of a horse slowly dying, going up into the ark, but its back legs still quite mobile.
But also just like, when you get out of the horse, you're covered in horse guts.
Absolutely. I gotta hold on to the spine or whatever to keep me stable.
And then Noah comes down. Right, the two horses need to fuck.
Oh my god, it's three guys and half a horse.
No, the front's just as bad. He'd then have to put his... Oh, I guess his legs is
better than
putting your head.
If I choose the front of the horse, then the back legs are just dragging along the ground.
And also, Noah would look at you and be like, I know what a horse looks like. You're a man.
Although, if he's next to the pantomime horse, that might be all right.
Yeah,
because I know what a horse looks like. Looks like... Oh, yeah,
I guess this is two horses.
Yeah, yeah.
Sick.
By all means, go in.
Welcome to the ark. And then we just have to hide because he'll kick us out.
Yeah. Push us into the flood.
A mutiny. There's three of us and one of him.
Yeah, that's true. His family's there as well, but whatever.
Yeah.
We can release a lion or something.
Lions are hungry.
Lions are notoriously hungry, boys and girls.
Just like listening to the lion eating Noah and his family, and one of you are like, so Jackson, when the lion's done, what's your plan to get it back in?
Lure it in with a gazelle.
Let the gazelles out.
We just old woman who swallowed a fly this.
Yeah.
That had a happy ending there.
She pops, yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Hopefully by that point, 40 days and 40 nights is gone and the ark's full of gore and we're the only living beings left.
Reproducing is going to be hard.
Not impossible, though.
I am fearful.
We'll give it a red hot go.
Yeah. I don't know how we got here from the infamy. That's so far in the past.
Everyone came here to watch us talk about worst fiction universes. They didn't come here for a Bible story.
It got biblical quick, too.
So whilst living in the infomercial universe are hectic, as you can see, we have several empty chairs next to us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very good reason, because we've got some guests. Haven't... Hold your applause.
No, that's on us. We paused, and we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
That was a weird place to clap, because we haven't said who it is. It could be someone garbage.
Yeah.
Except we have announced it before, so you probably already know. Introducing our first guest, Dave Warnicki from Do Go On.
Guess who was in the bathroom when we were picking our own theme song? All right. Hello, I am your first garbage guest, Dave. Hi. Do I sit here or do
wherever you want, man.
Yeah, I'll straddle both.
Yeah, that's what I was doing before, but I can't anymore. It's sad.
When, spoilers, our second guest comes out, make a power play and don't move.
Yeah.
I'll never move.
Just look at them like, are you... what?
Can I help you?
Just stand.
All right, so
worst fictional universe.
Worst fictional universe. So I've had a good long thing about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I threw it out the window because on the way here,
yeah,
I realized we are living in the worst universe already. When I was driving here and a tram passed me and it had a sign on it and it said, Man Cave Expo 2018. I was like, we are fucked. It's coming up next month if you're interested. So worst fictional universes. And I made a bit of a short list. Is that how?
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
Okay, going to go controversial first up.
I'm excited.
The third worst fictional universe, in my opinion, would be...
So these are ranked?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so fantastic. It's not a short list. You've just picked three and then put them in order.
I don't fuck around, guys. I don't fuck around. Okay, number three is... musicals.
Oh,
yeah. No, thank you.
Give me a round of applause if you hate musicals. Some of you are my crowd. The rest, I'm so sorry. You've dedicated your life to
but
a terrible art form.
Musicals are so beautiful, and they reimagine history, so a monster is like a real good person.
Oh.
He didn't kill all those elephants and whales. He invented showmanship.
That was a deep, The Greatest Showman reference for everyone playing along.
Yep.
Wow, I thought you were talking about the Inglourious Basterds musical. how they reimagine history, and at the end, Hitler gets shot. But anyway, I do dislike musicals a lot. I just hate the singing.
If I live in that world, I'm not a dancer. Right.
But you will become one.
Do I become one?
So well, say because you are not a dancer, that you're going to have a musical dance number where you become a good dancer.
Oh my
all
fucking
all your problems
Christ.
Are solved by dance. I love it.
I'm with you.
Yes.
If I'm like thank just you. Quietly on the computer and I'm like, man, I just can't dance. And then I hear music in the background, I'm like, no. Fuck, but it's to a song. Yeah. I can't dance, but I'm furious.
You got to sing everything. You're like, good morning. It's just like everyone just hates themselves.
But how good, because then you can have a positive outlook on life. You wake up, you're like, good morning, everybody. Good morning, birds and songs and things. It's great.
Yeah, imagine, Zabit. Yeah,
you've been in a musical before, haven't you?
Nah, I'm tone deaf as shit, so...
All those people that are in musical theatre, they go home and cry themselves to sleep at night.
Oh,
so
of course
that would
they
be
do.
All
I mean,
of us
sad
all the time.
People,
I just imagine waking up in the morning, like, imagine I, in this world, woke up and everyone was around me and was like, you have to sing. Like, that's an awful thing to wake up to.
And often the character that can't sing or dance in musicals still has to sing and dance and everyone just kind of makes fun of them.
Yeah. So I'd be good at it because I'm in a musical world, but you'll be like, you're bad at it.
So one of two things will happen. You either have a montage where you get good at it and then you're angry because you're good at it.
Yeah.
Alternatively, you have a montage where you're bad at it, you stay bad at it, everyone bullies you. You're sad, I guess.
If we live in a musical universe, say that the four of us here are on stage, we're just yammering away, but in the crowd, like, two people lock eyes and fall in love. Do we have to put down what we're doing to dance in the background?
100% yes.
Are we like, and then, sorry guys, hang on.
No, that's so good. Two people found each other and fell in love.
Yeah, but we only have like an hour and a bit on stage.
What's better, an hour and a bit on stage or two people finding love?
But everybody here is like, I came to laugh, but then I guess they dance about that and...
They came to laugh, but they found love.
Yeah, but
they
not.
They paid for a comedy, but they stayed for a romance. That's great.
I guess.
All right, well, that's only the third worst universe. Second is Where's Wally? It's just too fucking crowded. You go everywhere, and you're just like, fuck, man, what the fuck? And then people are like, can you find the loaf of bread? You're like, what the fuck?
I love the idea of walking through a crowd and you see Wally and you're like, this is your fucking fault. There you fucking are. And he's like, I'm so sorry.
Striped jumper wearing motherfucker.
And then you wake up and you have to wear the nearly the exact same outfit as Where's Wally, but it's just slightly. Yeah. I hate the idea.
But you do get to go to sleep and wear like a little hat.
Well,
that's neat.
You can do that now.
Yeah, but I'm not obligated to.
And it's only good for you if you're forced to wear a tiny hat to bed.
In my head for a second, I think they're called Wally watches, but in my head they were called True Believers. And that's pretty good. If Wally's...
Find Wally, True Believers. Where is he? Plus, like, doesn't that world have time travel in it? And
yeah.
Whole bunch of there's magic... There's one wizard.
Oh, he's so lonely.
It's weird to live in a world with one wizard.
And half a dog.
Half a dog?
Yep, you only ever see Wolf's tail.
Wow.
Where's the other half of the dog?
That's not even half.
That's like an eighth of a dog.
Look, it's a pretty long tail. I'll give it a third. No. A third of the dog.
Imagine seeing, like, at that post, you're just trying to find the dog.
Is it a dog, or is it just one long tail that just keeps going?
Like, you grab the tail and pull, and it just gets longer and longer.
In this world, dogs are worms. Furry worms.
Yeah, I told you, it's a fucking horrible world. It's
too crowded and dogs are worms. Boo!
In the Where's Wally universe, who's Oddlaw?
A criminal, yeah?
No, but there, because there's a guy called... Yeah, I love the silence. That's good.
Everyone's thinking, who is Oddlaw?
So in the West... Yeah, it's Waldo backwards, but who is he? Who's this... Is this a world where we have, like, a color-swapped doppelganger whose name is our name backwards?
Oh, Leodge.
Leodge, yeah.
Times two. There's two of us, it's bad.
Is your name backwards Titmaz?
Yeah. No, Timmaz. Why'd you put another T?
I don't know.
But I like that Titmaz. That's much better.
I'm not even going to try and spell douche backwards. Rashmud? No, I don't know how to do this.
Where did you get the M from?
That's Romshot.
Hi, I'm local podcaster Joel...
Drumshot? No, Drumdush? I don't know. Anyway.
Red Rum.
Red Rum?
Red Rum, yeah.
And the number one worst fictional universe to live in is... Murder, She Wrote. Murder, She Wrote, which, according to the Daily Telegraph, is the most dangerous crime show on television.
Funnily enough, Dave, last week we did Best Fictional Universe.
Did you talk about Murder, She Wrote? That's the best?
Reese Nicholson.
You got a fucking death wish.
He just liked... Reese Nicholson said that he likes living in... Well, likes the idea of living in Murder, She Wrote because Nans can touch crime scenes.
Yeah. That is not a small price to pay for the murders.
Statistically, they worked it out. They're Cabot Cove in Maine, where it is set, it has a population of 3,500, according to the creators of the show. And that means, across the entire series, 2% of the town were murdered. It's like, was there 100 people here? It's like two of you get murdered in the show. This is terrifying.
How many murders a day? Do they know that? Or like per year, how many are we getting?
It's an average of 2.3 per episode.
Holy
2.3
shit!
2.3 an episode?
I know. What the fuck?
Like less than a week, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. Oh. So two people die and then they just cut off a dog's tail. Yeah. Style. That's the 0.3. isn't that absolutely terrifying? And then I read this fan theories that there's so many murders where Jessica Fletcher... played by Andrew Lansbury. Yeah. When she turns up, there's so many murders that some people think that she is secretly committing them and then solving her own crimes.
Exactly, like a fireman that burns his own fires.
Yeah.
They call those arsons.
Yeah.
Arsonists, not arsons.
You're an arson.
Yeah. I love when someone comes in with a correction and just fucks it up. That's good stuff.
I was being a piece of shit and then it turned... Well, I mean, I was just a piece of shit twice.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Does that mean in that world we could figure out that she's doing all the crimes and stop her reign of terror? Or is it never obvious to us living in the town? Are we like, this is the normal amount of murders per day?
Because I don't think... I mean, there's probably no time where people point the finger at her. Mostly it's just cops going, yeah, you've solved 18,000 murders, but I don't want you on this murder. Get out. Get away.
Like, and then she's like, but I wrote a book.
Yeah.
I wrote a book. I've committed so many murders. I know how to do this. I did this one.
Calling the show Murder, She Wrote, I guess kind of implies that the book is called Murder as well.
That's true. Which is the worst name for a crime novel.
That's a weird way to describe, like, your own book, you know? Like, Murder, She Wrote. No one's... What's a book name? I blanked at a book.
What?
Just give me a name of a book.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
She Wrote.
That's weird, because I was going to go for a Harry Potter book as well. Do we only know Harry Potter book?
I was going to say the Bible. The Bible She
I
Wrote.
I was literally just going to go say Roald Dahl, and I'm like, that's just not a book. That's an author.
Common mistake. That's a man.
Yeah.
Harry Potter 1-7, The Bible, Roald Dahl. Those are the books.
She Wrote.
Well, yeah, yeah, living in a world where Nana's wiping out 2% of the population.
It's crazy.
That's a higher kill rate than, like...
I don't know, like a serial killer Nan, I like it.
Yeah, but there's a you chance like that you'll as a die.
Fan. Yeah.
Why we keep using death as a positive?
There's a chance I'll die now, you know? You just gotta roll bones. Might as well
be by a Nan.
Yeah.
Like, I get
if
it.
I'm just like, oh shit, she got me, fuck.
I guess if I was gonna be killed by a serial killer, I'd want it to be an interesting one. Not one that's like, oh, I just killed you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to like wear my skin or
yeah.
turn me into a book or something.
Yeah, yeah, like just cut my head up and fuck my neck or whatever. But like a Nan, I'm like, interesting.
You want something unique. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I get it. I don't want to be a statistic. I want to be like, here's how the fucking carnival killer used a carnival to kill Jackson.
Yeah.
Tied his head to a merry-go-round and his legs to a roller coaster.
Whilst very cool and I'm on board, however, because this Nan is very prolific and killing a bunch of us, we're just going to become an
statistic. That's so sad.
We're just going to become like, you know.
You're just going to become
a candle in the wind.
Yeah. I feel like if I've had my legs tied to roller coasters from my head to a merry-go-round, it's a bit notable.
Like, it is, but she's just doing a lot of
I keep imagining being like, what are you doing?
This is strange.
I just don't get it. And then I hear the... I'm like, oh, my God.
How long's the rope?
Really long, because they're not close to each other. Like, how often in a carnival is the merry-go-round, like a person's width away from the roller coaster. Yeah. I have to be in the center, maybe where the snacks are, with one rope around my leg to a roller coaster and the other to a horse and a merry-go-round. He has to then start them at the same time. He must have an accomplice.
The weirdest part about that is you just described exactly season 3, episode 12 of Murder, She Wrote. To a T. You're a big fan.
Incredible.
But I feel like every time these kind of crime people show up, you got Poirot, you got Miss Marple.
Yeah.
Every time they turn up in your town or your place, you just fucking run. Just run. Someone is going to die.
Yeah, yeah. Or start committing murders.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's maybe. But they are the trigger. You see Poirot, you're like, well, I'm going to take out this guy.
But like, that's...
finally, I've never had a beef with this guy for a long time.
But that's just a calculated decision. Like, if I'm in on the Orient Express and I see Poirot, I'm like, if I don't kill, I will be killed.
Yes,
you know
but,
what I mean?
Spoilers for the Orient Express. If you're on the Orient Express, you're there to kill.
Yeah, that's true.
Or die.
I might have been one of the porters that was just like, this is a crazy train.
Actually, no. Out of everyone we know, who do you think is most likely to be someone that is killed by a big group of people due to sheer frustration with his existence?
Out of all of us, you're the one most likely to murder a baby. So yeah.
I like the idea of me being on the, like, somebody dies... It's me, Poirot's just like, it was all of you, yes?
No!
It just does that flashback to everyone killing me, but Poirot is there.
we stab you, you grab the knife, stab yourself.
Yeah!
Back. Like, yeah, I'm a
No, I'm rubbish, man.
Take it back.
For sure.
It's also funny if that flashback, that happens, but then like literally he's like, it was you, yeah, like as in the murder scene's still there. Yeah. It just happened. He hasn't even
he's
left the room.
The knife being like, it was all of us. Fuck him. So yes, I think the Murder, She Wrote verse would be kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Not according to Reese Nicholson, apparently. No.
Yeah. Also, it ties into Magnum PI, which is something he pointed out. So that's murder rates are even higher, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of murder.
Like you're horrified.
Yeah.
Like,
this guy's a psychopath.
So
what are we going to do about it?
Now, this show is a competition, but I see you have still an empty seat there.
Well, we had an empty seat before Dave sat on two.
We have half an empty seat there.
And I'm probably the smallest person that will be on this show today.
So I think we're
I think it is now time to introduce our second special guest, Jess Perkins from Two Go One Also.
Woo!
I don't know why we swapped. Hello!
In talk shows, you got to move down. No one wants to hear from me anymore. I'm done. I just sit here awkwardly and go, great anecdote. Great.
Wouldn't it be great if on a talk show they just had like a hole? It's like, and you're done in your hop.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that. Yeah. It was like a ball pit.
Yeah. You go, wee, as you go down.
See,
you had like a nice version of that, but in my head, it was just a crater and there's no bottom.
I like to imagine it's a crater that is only neck high. So you just got your head poked out. Great anecdote.
I imagine it like really thin as well. So like,
yeah, good.
It's also good because when they cut to the commercials and they like pan out, like you get a long shot, there's just heads in a hole. That's good. Let's make that talk. That's our new Kickstarter.
Yeah.
All right, great. Good for you guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. Everyone.
All right, hit us up with your worst fictional universe. What are we talking?
I also thought of a couple.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Okay. One of them being Keeping Up with the Kardashians. and don't argue that's reality. It's not. And they're an odd breed. Anyway.
Do we have to live with the Kardashians?
I think you'd have to be a Kardashian.
And we've got to keep up with them as well.
Yeah. Oh, God.
In that universe, I just make a sex tape and I'm rich, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
not yeah, too bad.
Yeah, you just exist.
I mean, I'm sorry
rich
for an audience, but... Rich?
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. But the first one that I originally thought of, and I'm not going to go with, but I'll tell you anyway, is... and it's the reason for your theme music that I picked, is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That show is a nightmare.
Right? But, like, I catch a lot of trains.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be getting into a train and it's like...
I imagine the floor is, like, fleshy, like the inside of your cheek.
Yeah.
And it would be a bit warm in there.
Oh. Warm and a little bit moist.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah,
you're lying, like, your head's against the side of the train and you're like... Oh, it's breathing.
Oh.
All right, then.
You know how, like, when you put
it's breathing quite fast.
Yeah. You know when the cushions kind of
he's
give panicking away?
Yeah.
There'd be, like, bone underneath.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, and I just feel like some of them would be in under the delusion that they, like, that was their purpose and they're enjoying it, but others would be like, this is fucked. And it'd feel like slavery, and I don't like that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
That's true.
I'm glad you're anti-slavery. I'm glad you got that out on the
that's
podcast.
Good to declare.
That's good to hear.
I've got opinions. but no, what I was thinking, my main answer, I think, would be The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Did Reese talk that up last week?
No. He didn't. Surprise.
I don't know. Watching the youth kill themselves for my amusement.
Where are we? Are we in The Hunger Games or are we watching The Hunger
Games? Well, I think you're just like living in one of the
districts. Yeah. What district are we in?
Probably like 13. So it's underground.
The worst one.
You're not in the capital. You're not in the capital.
No, why not? I'm in the capital.
Although, I'd just like to highlight... This hair definitely suits the capital.
That's
very capital.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is the capital just like hipster Melbourne?
Fancy boys.
Yeah.
A bit.
I could be a fancy
boy. You could be a fancy
boy. You'd have to dye your hair like green.
Yeah.
I don't...
I do beard like purple.
What I don't like about living in the Hunger Games universe is that when Katniss revolutions, I don't want to revolution.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm obliged.
So you don't want to like... partake, or you just don't want it to happen at all? Like,
no, it can happen. I just, when everybody's going,
yeah.
No.
You have to? You
feel
like,
to.
It's like,
it's
like,
just very Hitler-y.
Yeah.
it's like anytime there's a standing ovation, you're like, yeah, I also loved it.
Yeah. I also hate the capital, I guess. Yeah. Whatever. Those guys suck, I think. Yeah. I'm never in the Hunger Games, so whatever. Imagine nobody ever picks me.
No.
But it's a random, though.
Random.
Okay.
And no one is throwing their life
also
up on stage to save
you. Yeah. Can you vote someone in? They're like, oh no, they picked the popular kid. No, take the fuck with.
Take Jackson. Yeah, I'll go.
So it's like,
get this over with.
I ain't doing nothing anyway.
What are your noticeable skills?
This is your cue to say great anecdote.
What a great anecdote that was.
You're not in the hole. You can't talk.
Yeah, from the hole, I'm just yelling out, good one, yeah. Keep talking.
Woo.
Also, they don't get much time to train before fighting each other, which I always thought was rough.
Yeah, and like a lot of their preparation's done on a train, too. how do you get much done on a train?
It's loud, it's noisy.
It's noisy. Yeah.
Crowded. Sometimes if it's peak hour, I don't know why you're catching a peak hour train to the Hunger Games, but here we are.
It's always like kind of a bit wet and moist and breathing.
Yeah. And it's going, get out. Get out of me.
Stop it.
I feel like Thomas the Tank Engine is so much worse than the Hunger Games.
Yeah. And they've all got silly accents.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
In the Hunger Games, you got like real dumb names, but like your name, but stupid.
Yeah.
So like
Cat Jess.
Yeah,
I'd be Cat Jess, obviously.
Yeah. Dave might be Doug, which is also a name. But I think it's a stupid
Dove.
Name.
Dove, yeah, Dove.
You'd be Dove.
Okay, I thought I'd be Cat Dave. That's all right.
Clearly
you're
misunderstood.
Jackson?
Cat.
You'd be Cat Jackson?
Yeah. Is that not how it works?
Catson.
Catson.
Meow, yeah.
And the Cattles.
Cole.
Don't say cat hole. That's not good. You would not be cat holes.
You haven't heard our podcast before, have you?
Can you miss the Hunger Games? Like, do I have to watch?
I think you're kind of forced to.
I'll tape it and watch it later.
Well, you can, because they have highlights.
Someone just tell me what happened.
Who's like... dead? Are our kids dead? Oh.
I guess, like, their YouTuber crew would be very fucked, because it would be like, yeah. Compilation of all the good teen deaths. Yeah. And you're like, no, this is entertainment.
Well, once you watch Teen Deaths 2044, you got to watch 45, 46, 47.
Oh, yeah.
It's a comp, you know, it's a playlist.
You got to watch it all. And their bloopers are just more teen deaths.
Yeah.
The ones that maybe happened, like, oh, we fell off a cliff. Oh,
oh. That was like wacky music. Yeah. And then, like, it like rewinds a bit, like, whoop, whoop.
Head smashing like a pumpkin on a rock, reforming.
Chucking like a laughter track in there.
He must feel like a ride doofus. Where does this path go? Whoop! I like the Hunger Games now.
When it comes to the random allocation, like, there'd be people you'd be hoping would get chosen, surely.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you're sitting in the crowd, you'd be like, I don't know, Harry. Harry has been chosen. Yes!
Can you imagine being a teacher at one of the district schools? You'd just be like, you could threaten it to the young ones. Right. Like, hey. Hunger Games. Hunger Games coming up. Mm. Teachers get to make submissions. Just saying.
Because you can write your name and submit it, so you're like the chance of you being picked a higher for like more rations or whatever.
True.
Could you do that for someone else? Just start writing their names.
District.
Just like chuck it in and be like, yeah, I'll take their food.
District 13 becomes the richest district because everybody voted for me.
It's also
like
funny.
I guess everyone gets extra. Jackson gets extra rations times 1,000 because he really, really wanted to be in the Hunger Games.
It's also funny because like they draw your name out, Jackson. You're like, fuck. And then they're like, all right, and now the girl, Jackson. Oh.
I'd just be walking on stage with a face like this.
Oh.
What the fuck, guys?
Oh,
come on.
Rude.
What the hell?
I'm your good friend, Jackson.
I hate this town.
We hope you lose.
Fuck you. I'm not coming back even if I do win. I hope I lose too. You guys suck. Just walking around the Hunger Games like that. Hey, this is for District 13. And then I take a shit.
My eyeballing the camera.
This is for you guys.
It's not a revolution. It's just like you ever hear the kind of...
You know when I get like my interview with the guy with the big teeth?
Yes. Yeah.
He's like, so Jackson, why are you in the Hunger Games? I'm like, I'd like to take a second to call out District 13.
My so-called good friends, District 13.
Once again, fuck me on the Hunger Games front.
What the fuck, everybody? All right? Anyway, Jackson. No.
Called out once. Not once, but twice. Never been done before. Whether all the names in there? Hard to say. But my instinct says... probably not.
Like, and then the next one is Jack. Oh, let's get done.
Okay, hang on. Let's
skip it out. Jackson. Okay.
These are all Jackson.
And one Jackson.
One of you just doesn't even know how to. Some of them are spelt wrong. Some of them are just like that guy we're all picking. You guys didn't even choose. You don't even know me.
It's peer pressure.
What an awful town. Yeah, you're right. The Hunger Games sucks.
So we unfortunately have two extra chairs.
Yeah.
Two extra mics. So we have to have a bit of a competition here. Just who gets voted
off. I reckon there's plenty of room on this stage. So, I'm about to fall to my death.
So I have... so what we're going to do, we're going to open up the audience to help us out here.
For
a bit
love
of a,
this,
bit of a competition
way.
Yeah, between Hunger Games. And what was yours there? I forget it now.
Hunger Games 2.
Murder, She Wrote a Verse. So, on the count of three, so 3, 2, 1, round of applause. Not a round of applause, sorry, just a single clap.
One big clap.
So 3, 2, 1, clap. All right, so.
Does everyone follow? Because every time we explain this, it's really long-winded, and it's usually me doing it, and it's good to hear another man drown doing the same explanation.
But I don't get it, and I don't know. Like, I need to know if I have to leave or not.
Okay, so basically, we're going to count down from three. Three, two, one. And then, rather than a round of applause to vote, it's yet one clap.
Great.
Okay, all right. Got it.
So, if you want, if you think that Murder, She Wrote is the worst universe...
Yeah, everyone...
Wait, no, wait, yeah, wait, yeah.
You idiot!
Can she vote? It poorly.
Can she vote again? Can she vote again? Because I need that.
Everyone went. If everyone went early, then you're in trouble. That was like two.
Oh man! And you're too embarrassed to clap ever again. I've lost you.
Oh no! You're clapping. No! No!
No!
Stop!
Save your claps.
All right. Murder, She Wrote. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh. Okay. She clapped again. Thank you. Thank you.
She didn't clap again. Well done.
That was weird because, like, the room is literally divided. Everyone that can't really, well, everyone kind of still close to the bar.
Yeah. It's because they can't see my face. Yeah. Everyone here can see me and they're like, I do not want this guy anymore. Get it off. Get it off. Sorry, everyone.
Now the Hunger Game verse.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, well done. Oh,
see you, Dave.
Catch you, buddy.
Thank you. And you guys, fuck off.
Bye, Cat Dave.
Bye.
Yeah, when Jessica Fletcher comes for you, you'll be thinking of me.
Dave Warnicki, everybody.
Hey, Dave, while you have all that spare time now, can you set up for our show coming up next?
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. No.
What the fuck?
I heard him say yes. That was a very resounding yes from Dave.
It's very brave of you to do a podcast with such a rude man.
I know. I'm very hashtag brave. Yeah.
Now bringing out our third and final guest.
Friend of the show. Friend of all of you guys. Michael Shanks.
Woo!
Really is a small stick. It's crazy.
It's not big. It's not big. It's cozy.
Yeah, so we had to kick Dave off.
It's like before the show, it's like, I'm sick, nobody come near me. And like, sorry, Jess.
It's okay. And I'm always sick. It's the end of the
like
festival.
Sick. She's fully sick in the way like sick. Ian Thorpe thinks cereals are fully sick. Relevant to reference.
Deep cut. Yeah, did you feel powerful coming out to Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song?
I do. Anybody would. Especially Stone Cold Steve Austin, because it was written for him. That's power.
I feel like he'd be mad if he found out you just did that.
I could take him. He's got pretty busted knees. I got that app, Stone Cold Steve Austin live knee updates. So you guys know that. He's gonna be bad right now.
Run up next and we're just in the side of his knee. Just kink! And then you just fall? Or you reckon he's just too powerful that you won't damage that?
I can't hear because I'm so sick. So I'm going to pretend you just said something and I was like, yeah.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, worst fictional universe.
Best fictional universe?
Worst. Okay. Oh, shit.
Right, so when tasked with this, like everybody else, I was kind of like, what am I going to do? I don't know what to bloody choose. And I was at my mum's house because I'm a good boy. And I was like, hey, mum, what's the worst fictional universe? You're a pop culture magnate.
And she outsourced this.
Yeah. And she was like, well, there's a place in Australia that's so hot people have to live underground. That'd be a pretty bad universe.
I mean, she's not
just
wrong.
The place.
No.
That so not suck. Only did she pick a real place, it's not a universe.
Nope.
It's not fictional.
No, I don't think she knows the meaning of the word fictional or the meaning of the word loving mother. So then she looked around the room and she was like, what about breakfast bar, the universe? And I'm like, mum, you're drunk. You've had 3 sherries. And then, no, she actually has a framed picture of Dr. Seuss. And she was like, what about Dr. Seuss? And I'm like, that would kind of suck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine if a guy comes up to you and is like, hey, do you want some green eggs and ham? And you're like, no, it's clearly rancid. And he's like, okay. And then you just continue on with your life. And then you're on a train somewhere. And the same guy comes up and he's like, are you sure you don't want green eggs and ham? And you're like, I do not want them on a train. And he's like, okay. Later on, you're on a plane. The flight attendant comes out. He's like, what's up? And you're like, oh, fuck. I do not want them on a train. I do not want them on a plane. He disappears. Later on, you're hanging out with Billy Zane. And he's like, hey, do you or the Phantom want this green egg and ham? And you're like, please, dude. I'm running out of rhymes. So I didn't go for that. Because at least in that universe, I'm friends with Billy Zane. And I'm like, I loved you in The Roommate. It's a movie nobody's seen.
It was sad when he died on the Titanic.
It was. He was the hero of that film.
A brave man who was like, women and children, nah, me. Yeah. And that, I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a man all about self-preservation.
He makes the iceberg look like a hero in that movie.
Everyone's like, finally, someone took that son of a bitch out.
But instead, I settled on the worst universe of all, the universe of professional wrestling. Who is a big pro wrestling fan? Everyone? Cool, sick. So it doesn't matter if you work for the WWF, the WWE, the www.wrestling.com.org. It's a shitty life because it is a fiction. Sorry to any 11-year-olds in the game.
Just one kid gets up and leaves.
A single tear rolls down his face.
And then as he gets past, you're like, Santa isn't real!
Why'd I come?
And then you suplex him.
I'm calling my dad, Stone Cold! The music plays again. I go for the knee. But basically, in professional wrestling, the fiction, your entire existence is to be an asset of a company.
Okay. Right?
Like, you have no life outside of that.
It's quite cyberpunk, really.
Yeah, it kind of is. You are an indentured slave to this, like, traveling Thunderdome, whereby, like, each week you're trotted out in front of, like, a screaming, bloodthirsty, like, masses as you have to fight every single one of your work colleagues. Like, It's not a... It's not a workplace whereby workplace bullying
sound
is
too
just...
Yeah,
bad.
Like, are you putting connections that I'm not liking? Jack, cover your ears. Yeah, look, you're describing his life without the fighting? I'm like, you're going to give him ideas.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't know about the fighting yet. Cover your ears again.
I listened too early. The veil has been lifted. I'm out of Plato's cave.
outside of the friends you don't actually like, yeah. Like the friends that you think you do like... Mm.
The Joel.
eventually, you will have to fight them to, like, bloody hell because there's nowhere else for the stories to go.
Yeah.
Let's say, Zammit, let's say you and I are a tag team.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've ripped out the tag team, like, you know, bloody tag team, tag team, tag team.
Yeah.
And then one day you're like, you know what? I'm going to go solo. And so we're hanging out in the ring and you nut me or something. And you're like, I'm going solo. You're letting the team down. I'm like, ah! And then I can't respond for 7 days because that's when the next show is. But the thing is, we acknowledge the passage of time because the following week on Monday Night Raw, for example, I will say, last Monday you did this to me. And that was when we were in a different state. So presumably we've traveled in a bus together from one state to a second state, maybe like sharing a bunk. And I can't fucking talk to you because nothing in our lives matters unless it's broadcast.
See, I like to imagine that we're still very good friends, sharing meals, hugs and everything on the trip to the next place.
Right.
But then we're like, oh, that's right, I'm mad at you.
See, I think we're in like a sort of like a stasis. We're in like a husk fugue.
Oh. Yeah, yeah,
where
yeah.
Like
yeah,
after
yeah.
the show, we like deprogram God. Like androids. We're put in like vacuum seal like pamphlets. Pamphlets? Okay. Actually, that's a good female wrestler's name. Pamphlet.
Shotgun!
Fuck, you got it first.
See, we're only conscious for 52 days of the year. And when we do, we're like basically Roman gladiators in the Colosseum. But we also, we don't only have to fight there, but we have to do all of our personal stuff. Uh-huh. The amount of marriages that have happened inside of WWE rings is crazy. And I have two examples of which I would like to regale you with right now. Let's take Stephanie McMahon, the daughter of Vincent McMahon, the owner of the WWE. And so she...
spoilers. Someone yelled out the name already.
She's hanging out one day, and then she gets into a limo, and she's like, driver, take me somewhere. And then the like limo, like... things goes down and who's driving but The Undertaker.
Oh no!
A literal man resurrected from the dead who shoot lightning. And she screams and he says, where to, Stephanie? And then drives the limo off. The next time we see Stephanie McMahon, it is in the ring After her being abducted in her father's company, whereby she is strapped to a steel crucifix and is forced to marry the Undertaker, which is pretty spooky. Cut to 7 months later, we've dealt with that. Stephanie is now marrying the love of her life, a wrestler called Test, real name. And as they're about to say their vows, you know, they're doing the whole wedding in the wrestling ring. JR, the commentator, is there. It's very romantic. Triple H comes down, spoiler alert, and he's like, "Hey, Steph, you can't get married because remember this?" And he plays a video whereby he drugged Stephanie so she was unconscious, put her in a convertible because wrestling is classy, took her to a drive-through wedding chapel in Vegas, and then they were like, "Do you take this man to take your lawfully wedded wife or husband?" And he's like, "I'm Stephanie, and yes, I do." And then legally, they're married. And then he comes out and he's like, "By the way, Vince, the dad of the daughter, I just like totally like date rape married. I conjugated this marriage several times." It's gross. And how was that guy punished? He's now the owner of the company and consensually married to that woman. It is a nightmare universe.
Dilhan, my question is, what happened to the marriage between her and Undertaker?
I guess it was annulled.
You just can't marry the dead?
Yeah, she couldn't get on with his father, Paul Bearer. A literal Paul Bearer who was murdered live in a wrestling ring when he was he was in a little glass case, and then Undertaker like filled it with cement and he just drowned in cement and nobody did anything because wrestling is fucked.
So did he come back?
No, I think he did a little bit, but the funny thing is, a happy ending, he's actually dead in real life now.
Oh, happy day!
Happy day!
But like, how could you be like the kid of the guy who played Paul Bearer, and at his funeral, you're not like, who's gonna be the Paul Bearer? Who's gonna be the Undertaker?
Just the whole miss your dad.
Back a cement truck in, fill it up.
Well, I'm glad you brought up funerals because in wrestling, nothing is safe either because Big Show's dad died.
Yes,
and then at his funeral. That was a wrestling match.
I feel it's what his dad would have wanted.
Sorry, I have to correct you there. It wasn't quite a wrestling match, but as they were Paul Bearing out the casket, the wrestler he was feuding with, Big Boss Man, came out, attached the casket to the back of his ute, and then drove the ute away, dragging the dad's body. And then the Big Show, who, look, outside of the fiction, his dad had really died this last week, and they brought it into the story, and he was running after it screaming, "Daddy, no!" And he jumps on the casket as it's being pulled through a cemetery. Imagine being in another cemetery that day. And being like, I don't want mine to go this way.
I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Like, but you had me like, it's like, oh, it's not too bad. Like, I'm awake only 52 weeks, a few days of the
Yeah,
the
that's
year.
All right.
I'm like, that's all right. Paraded every, like, what, for several hours to fight for, like, the amusement of the upper, lower.
Yeah,
lower
the very means. Lower class.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, that's all right. I could live with that life. But this whole other bullshit, no thank you. Might be like unconsensually married to somebody.
It is very much like...
Non-consensually married to someone.
It is very much like a Mad Max situation.
Yeah.
If you take it away from like wrestling, it's just like Thunderdome, basically.
Yeah. It's like Thunderdome if there was one day a year where everything fucked happened.
Yeah.
Because wrestling happens, 52 weeks a year. But there's also WrestleMania.
Okay.
And how there is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
It was like 7 hours. Yeah. It was very bad. But great.
So yeah, that's when all of your friends who are good friends with you all of a sudden betray you and not you, as you pointed out.
Exactly. That happened.
I just want to go solo, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you can
I'm
also
thinking about my career.
There's also the fact that you have no conviction of your own like personality, because at any point you can just be turned into like a totally different person. Strong Mexican, proud Mexican wrestler Chavo Guerrero one day was just like, I think I pronounced that wrong, but I'm not going to correct myself. Somebody was once like, "Hey, what if you were a white guy?" And he's like, "Okay, what will my last name be?" Let's go with White, okay? What's my first name going to be? Let's go with Kerwin, like not a name. Yeah, Kerwin White, okay. And they just changed his race. And
what
like
the
overnight.
Fuck?
Similarly, there was a guy, Isaac Yankum, who was an evil dentist. His initials were I Yankum, because wrestling is very smart. And, you know, surprisingly, that wasn't working so well. So the gods of this universe just said, you were no longer that now. Now you are the disturbed brother of the Undertaker, Kane. And he's just like, I guess I'm not Isaac Yankum anymore.
But surely that's a step up.
Well, like, I guess.
Surely he's like, thank God I'm not an evil dentist.
So that's
anymore.
Yeah, the lowest opinion of dentists. It's like, Gain is a guy who like murdered his family and is a psycho. Be like, at least he's not a fucking dentist.
Right?
Plus, if I'm a if I'm Kane for a bit, I'm like, eventually I might be someone else. Like, nothing's forever. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. And also, like, you've brought up The Undertaker. For a bit, he was just a biker. He went from an evil man that got brought back from the dead... to then, I might just wear a lot of denim and ride motorbikes, and that can be my thing for a bit. His name was The Undertaker, and he stopped undertaking and for a bit, and then they brought it back.
They gave him a massive name change. He was The Undertaker, and then he became The Undertaker, the American Badass.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. That's isn't anymore, but was.
And Limp Bizkit played his theme song live at WrestleMania. Oh, so that is a plus.
Joyous news.
Is that a plus?
Yeah, no, it's something. Okay, so...
Sometimes you just want to keep rolling.
Let's just do a read. So we have whatever Wrestle Universe that is, v. The Hungerverse.
The Wrestleverse?
The Wrestleverse v. Hungerverse. Again, 3, 2, 1, single clap. We've got to do this fast because we've got to wrap up, apparently. So... Hunger Games. Remember, Hunger Games v. Wrestle Games.
Okay.
Hunger Games.
Okay, v. Wrestle Games.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, man. Still a big contender.
Wrestle Universe. 3, 2. You fucked up again.
Again.
Was it the same person?
Why?
She's so enthusiastic.
She just loves clapping. Any opportunity to clap, she'll take it.
She also loves two things, by the looks of things. One, clapping early. Two, voting for the loser.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh. Whoa, actually.
Oh, my God, that was close. Oh.
Play my theme music.
Oh, God.
Wait.
He's not ready to play your theme music.
I'm trying to call it.
He's trying.
Wait.
Hang on. It'll be worth it.
It'll be absolutely worth it.
Say it again.
Say it now.
Play my theme music.
Fuck!
We'll pad for time.
Wait.
This is us padding. Just pause.
The best sound guy in the biz.
There we go.
Okay.
Wow. What a payoff.
That was worth it. All right.
Absolutely worth it.
Woo! Now, for the most very important vote of the night, we have Wrestleverse versus, what did we choose again? Infomercialverse.
I kind of just bullied her off stage.
I know, it was intense.
It was a good power play.
Yeah, thank you very much.
She'll see you at WrestleMania.
Play my theme music.
Wrestleverse, 3, 2, 1. Infoverse, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Hero boys!
Victorious!
Play our theme music.
We're mean to our new friend.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Shanks.
And let's get Dave and Jess, come on the stage. Woo. Quickly, come on.
Woo!
Woo!
And you've been...
Yep.
Yay! Thanks, everybody.
Hi.
I should just. I've been Jess Perkins.
And I'm still Dave.
Woo!
Oh, yeah!
We're on our show now, so.
Yeah, we do do go on podcasts if you.
What the fuck is going on here?
Oh, no. This is like wrestling. Wow! It's awesome. Yeah, we've got Do Go On in here right now, but I'm sorry, it's already sold out. Sorry about that. But if you want to listen at home, you can do that for free. Yeah!
Woo!